Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. In the old days, we called them UFOs, or unidentified flying objects. But this is a problematic moniker. If they become identified, then they're just an FO. And if they come to land, they're just an O. Not so exciting. These days, the US military call them unidentified aerial phenomena, which, if you ask me, is just as spooky. Nearly everything has an explanation, and if we don't have an explanation, it's not necessarily an LGM, or little green men, as they used to be known, now more politically correctly, extraterrestrials. But why am I going on about this? Because things are moving and shaking in the Pentagon, or somewhere in the US government. This is what the BBC has to say about it. Hold on to your hats. The first public congressional hearing into UFO sightings in the US in over 50 years ended last Tuesday with few answers about the unexplained phenomena. Two top military officials tasked with probing the sightings said that most can ultimately be identified. But, they said, a number of events have defied all attempts at explanation. The sightings recorded by the military include 11 near misses with US aircraft. Some unexplained aerial phenomena seem to have been moving without any discernible means of propulsion. So what happened at this hearing? During the hearing at the House Intelligence Counterterrorism, Counterintelligence and Counterproliferation Subcommittee, top Pentagon intelligence official Ronan Moultrie said that through rigorous analysis, most, but not all, UAPs can be identified. Any object we encounter can likely be isolated, characterized, identified, and if necessary, mitigated, Mr. Moultrie said, whatever mitigated means. Anyway, a small number of incidents, however, still have no explanation. In one such incident in 2004, fighter pilots operating from an aircraft carrier in the Pacific encountered an object that seemed to have descended tens of thousands of feet before stopping and hovering. In another incident shown publicly for the first time last Tuesday, an object can be seen on camera flying past a US Navy fighter jet, and that object also remains unexplained. There are a small handful of events in which there are flight characteristics or signature management that we can't explain with the data we have available, said Scott Bray, the Deputy Director of Naval Intelligence. Those are obviously the ones that are of most interest to us. Mr. Bray also sought to dispel the notion that UAPs might be extraterrestrial aliens, noting that no organic or inorganic material or unexplainable wreckage has ever been recovered and no attempts have been made at communicating with the objects or them with us. Naturally, the Americans are concerned about national security threats. I mean, alien spacecraft would only threaten the United States, wouldn't they? That's what they do in the movies. And aliens would definitely understand our concept of nations, wouldn't they? Even though they make no sense from the vantage point in space. Okay, rant over. Back to the story. Yes, lawmakers at the hearing expressed concern that any unexplained aerial phenomena might be a threat to US national security. Rick Crawford, an Arkansas Republican, said that a failure to identify potential threats was tantamount to intelligence failure that we certainly want to avoid. It's not about finding alien spacecraft, he added. Anyway, in cases of objects with unexplainable propulsion, Mr. Bray said that the US is not aware of any potential adversaries with such technologies. Following the public hearing, the committee closed its doors for a private classified session with lawmakers. In 2020, a COVID relief bill signed by Donald Trump included a provision requiring US intelligence agencies to deliver an unclassified report on UAPs within 180 days. And in June 2021, the US Director of National Intelligence released a report saying it had no explanation for dozens of unidentified flying objects relating to 144 incidents dating back to 2004. Only one could be easily explained as a deflating balloon, while the others were labelled largely inconclusive. US law now requires the military to establish a permanent office on UAP research, which is now called the Airborne Object Identification and Management Synchronization Group. Ah, well, all of that sounds jolly interesting. In other words, there's stuff going on up there We don't know what. But if you ask me, it's probably not extraterrestrials. It's probably just stuff we don't know about yet. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear and alien-free skies.